Putnam, everyone. Welcome to 2015. Let's see, what is today? Oh, the 6th. Okay, January 6th, 2015. Yes, we were just talking about the beautiful transition of Hari Simran, the young Sikh man, 22 years old, who made his transition in Mexico, in the mountains, when he slipped and fell. So we did chant a call for him in my yoga class the last two nights, my yoga classes, and we can also chant a call again today. And just to help him move through his Osiris journey back home. So there's a lot of mixed feelings, and we'll hold the frequency of the highest vibration of love. So we're still here on the planet, Yogi Bhajan's here, and he's winking and saying, I'm happy you're still here, thank you for sticking around. He's kind of making light of the matter. He goes, yes, it's sad, and there's heaviness. And there is always light at the end of the tunnel, which I guess is kind of another sort of metaphor where he's enjoying talking with this light at the end of the tunnel, and Hari Simran is finding his light at the end of his tunnel. And I hear him saying what's in store for 2015 is the feeling of light at the end of our tunnel. 2014 was a 7-year, and 7 is the aura, the auric body. So whatever imprints we've had in our energy field, in our auras, personally and collectively, individually and planetarily, cosmically, however we want to look at it, have been up to be seen in 2014. So I think we talked about it on the calls, and we've seen it on the news and felt it in ourselves, that it was sort of one push right after another, one struggle right after another, just kind of making it through the day. Well, 2015 is an 8-year pranic body, from the finite to the infinite. The energy, the water, is starting to flow. And our sutra for this year is, there's a way through every block. So we can finally, as Yogi Bhajan says, you can find your light at the end of the tunnel and stay in your body, and we're happy that you're here helping us move through these beautiful finite and infinite energies, balancing heaven and earth. And he's saying, I promise you, we will bring more heaven onto the earth this year together. So we can feel more of a team effort with ourselves, with our master teacher, with the light, with everything that we're doing. So we can move more into flow this year. And as we know, the pranic body has to do with the breath. So this year is a great year to practice 1-minute breath, conscious breathing. And just up front, the mantra right now, that we can be playing and singing this whole year, but also this week, is Pavan Guru, which is the breath. The breath is the teacher. As we know, Guru is teacher, so Pavan is air element. So everything Yogi Bhajan is saying, everything you guys need to know this year is written on the breath. It's floating on the breath. So he's saying, any question you have, go to your breath and deep breathe, slow your breath down so your mind's under control. Slow your breath down and let the direction come to you through your breath, from your breath. He's saying, I'll be writing on every conscious, and he's saying the word is conscious breath, not the unconscious breathing, not the automatic breathing. I'll be with you on every conscious breath, helping you through whatever it is you need to get through, and holding the planet to shift into a higher frequency this year. So things are better for everyone. And also, the other thing that he's giving us is the Charakam meditation, where you look at his picture, his meditation picture, his tantric picture. So I'm sure everybody on the call probably has that. For those who are listening later, it's probably on Google Images. It's Yogi Bhajan's tantric picture when he was in the state of divine union. So this is a year of union, finite to the infinite, infinite to the finite, the flow of the breath, the balance of the breath. So to balance the year so everybody's healthy, we want to practice our breathing. So, you know, he tells us, Yogi Bhajan's telling us, remember all disease starts in the pranic body. So if we have a weak chronic body, you can have we can have low level anxiety and be tired all the time. So to bring our energy up, breathe, breathe, breathe. And he's saying that you know, focus on the breath first before we overeat or whatever it is. He said, whatever you guys, before you eat too much pizza, focus on the breath. And that way we'll be strong and radiant and enjoy the year. He's saying, enjoy this year. You're getting a reprieve. You're getting a release. Enjoy the purity of the year, the energy of the year, the fearlessness, the courage, and be self-initiated. He's saying, this is a year of self-initiation, initiating ourselves into the pranic energy, these higher frequencies, taking us home while in body, ascending, becoming safe while alive. And he's saying it's beautiful to stay in the body as long as possible. He doesn't want to encourage anyone because we're needed here. So he's saying as we stay here in this state of courage, fearlessness, and into our inner initiation, self-initiation into our own sainthood, he's saying, we're clearing the karma for thousands of others. So he's thanking us and saying, you'll be home with me soon enough, so don't rush into anything. So I guess he's giving us a word of caution there and really wanting everyone to be very protected this year and to make it through the year riding the boat of fearlessness and riding the boat of prana and riding the boat of our own strength and making it to victory to 2016, which, of course, will be a 9-year. Then we get into the subtle body. But we'll talk about that later. Okay. So, yay. Here we are, working with the prana. So remembering that prana has two parts, prana and apana. So prana is more our lungs and the upper part of our body, and apana is below the navel, and this is more the digestion, kidneys, and more like feet and legs, that kind of thing, like how we move energy through life and how we circulate energy between the navel and the soles of the feet. So it's a year to balance the prana and the apana, so we can move forward in the world in a balanced way, balancing heaven and earth, balancing the light with being connected in form, moving the world forward, moving our world forward, walking forward in courage with the direction. And he's saying we'll be guiding others in the direction of the expansion into the prana, the direction into the light, the direction into openness. So he's saying, whatever you guys are doing, know that others are watching you. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. He's seeing us all as leaders. And he said, this year more than ever, people will want to know how to direct their energy. There'll be more openness. So if you're teaching the yoga class or teaching or just talking to someone, he's saying it doesn't matter. Be aware that people, whether they know it consciously or not, this year are looking for direction, and he's saying he anoints us to be the directors. He's playing with us a little bit. He always does. So great. So thank you, sir. And so, well, let's see here. We won't go too much into the astrology because we're looking more at the numerology right now. We want to really focus on the pranic body, the eighth body. But we do want to understand that it's a time to choose the direction. And that's happening because of the grand cross we had with the full moon, which is still affecting us, which sets the vibration for this year. So the Grand Cross is like crossroads. So just not to get all heavy about it, but just think of it as a crossroads. And then just think of it as choice. And think of it as moving, choosing expansion, choosing to move through the blocks towards the infinite, towards the unknown, and trust in the unknown. So he's saying, Yogi Bhajan's saying, that the astrology is really nothing but a time of choice. And you guys know the right choice, so the right direction. But again, like he's saying, you're leaders. Others don't know. Sometimes don't know how to make, you know, the right choices. So we have, you know, with the Grand Cross, we have, you know, we have the Sun in Capricorn right now, which has to do with keeping grounded on the Earth. That's what expands us, is connecting with the Earth, the Mother, the Earth as our lover. And I was at there's a whole movement, but I was at a party a couple weeks ago on my vacation time off. And they called the party eco-sex. And I thought, eco-sex, what's that? And they like those words because that's what people do. They say, what's that? What's that? You know, I want some of that. So they're saying, the lady who was leading the party was saying that they call it that because ecology, of course, has to do with our connection with our environment, connection with ourselves, connection with the earth. And they're saying that in terms of the sex piece, they're saying that and the eco piece together, they're saying that we really want to move into, they're advocating that we move into to not only feeling that the earth is our mother, like we can just she'll just endlessly give to us whatever we need, and we don't have to pay attention to our relationship with her, like having organic vegetables rather than GMOs, right? But to think of the earth as our lover, and I really love that, like our lover will only take two, you know, so much of us, and then it's like, hey, you know, get in line, don't push me around, or whatever. But our mother just keeps on giving, no matter what. So this eco-sex movement says, think of the earth as your lover. Think of your connection with the earth as give and take, move into balance. So I think that's a perfect analogy for this 8 year. Think of our breath as our lover. Think of everything as moving into the frequency of love, choosing love, as the saying goes. So we're choosing with each breath to love, to open our hearts, to be guided by love, to be guided by these higher frequencies that are coming through. So the Grand Cross is really just about choosing love. It's got the South Node in Aries and the North Node in Libra. So, of course, South Node is individuality. What direction? Who am I? Where am I going? So redefining who we are, redefining, moving into the next level of defining who we are, moving from maybe clearing our personal karma or thinking about what do I need to do to be liberated or thoughts like that, into moving into I'm holding the frequency of an archetype. I'm holding the frequency of a guide for others to have that frequency to as an anchor point. So South Node. And then the North Node in Libra, again, that's the balance. So what is the balance? What is the balance between the finite and the infinite? And Yogi Bhajan says, 80% is unknown. 80% of life is unknown. So it's being more comfortable with the unfamiliar. And not be so attached to, and I'm talking not just individually, but I'm talking about planetary. The consciousness moving from not so much focus and emphasis on, this is what we know. We know, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs, and we know advertising and all the things, all the structures that have been created in 3D up to this point, that we can be more comfortable to create new things and be more comfortable with the unknown and new ideas, something that hasn't been here before. So it's really a turning point, and it's a turning point personally and for the collective consciousness. So we have a time of change, a time of decisions, a time of choice, and we have the Sun conjunct Pluto. So what does that mean? Well, the Sun is obviously what expands us, the 8 year, and Pluto is our self, our innermost self, our subconscious, our core self. So we've got this Siva and Kali and this energy that says, you know, we're going to shine the light on who you really are. And if anything's stopping you from shining your light as brightly as you're meant to shine it, as brightly as you can, it's a time to let go of that. It could be a habit. It could be a thought form. It could be a relationship. It could be an institution. Could be an old identity, anything like that. Anything that's really keeping us from, you know, keeping us bound, keeping us from being liberated and expanded into the next level of the unknown. So anything that ties us down, basically, that makes us smaller than we need to be at this time, needs to go. So we can just look around and just notice that people are going to be making, feeling either constricted by something or expanded by something. So that's kind of the way to look at it. Am I constricted by this, or does this expand me? So that's a little bit about, you know, how the astrology is affecting us. And in this 8 year, of course, are the Sikh guru that represents the 8 year was Guru Har Krishan. And as we know, he was that boy guru. He was only 5 years old when he became the guru, when he became the leader. But the Sikhs really loved him. And he was able to, even though he was 5 years old, he had this amazing ability to explain things. And he was confronted by the powers to be, the Mughal leaders, and they said, you know, who are you? He was questioned, who are you to be the guru? Who are you to know anything? You're just this little kid. Well, he was a little kid. But he really stood the test, and he was at one point said, well, if you're so smart, then I think you should just, you know, share some knowledge with us. And I think you should share the Bhagavad Gita with us. So he actually, the story goes that he touched the forehead of someone that the village knew as a deaf and dumb water carrier who just happened to be walking by. And this person was illiterate, and, you know, he was deaf, and he couldn't read, and so this person started gushing and giving a discourse on the Bhagavad Gita. So that showed people that he was beyond his years in ordinary power. And then what ended up happening with him, because he didn't live very long, from 1656 to 1664, is there was a smallpox epidemic in Delhi. And he went there, and he had they call them tanks, they're like swimming pools, but they're more shallow. He had a tank built, a water tank built, and he went there, and he had his feet in the tank, and people came, and they sat by him, and they drank the water, and he kept his feet in the water. And so what happened is it cleared the epidemic of smallpox in Delhi. But it also did him in. So he took on the ills of humanity, and he didn't live very long. So he passed away. But he represents purity. So he's saying that chanting God's name will relieve suffering and show the right path. So that's what we do with our mantras. We chant. And he said that one should have high ideals and thoughts. So that's what we're talking about, moving into infinite thoughts, high ideals. And he's saying, if you think of God, all suffering will be removed. In other words, with this 8 year, if you think of the infinite, so whatever we want to use for God, not to get too dogmatic or religious, if you think of what expands you, all suffering will be removed. By God's grace, all obstacles are removed. So when we move into trust of the infinite, that's when we're moving into what's called grace, or the grace of God. So it has to do with really feeling that merger, and this is the year to do that. And he also says that real peace only comes from our own spirituality or our own connection with the infinite. So it's a year of expansion, a year of inner peace, a year of recalibrating our identity up to the next frequency, owning our power, our value, with Yogi Bhajan's really wants us to affirm and to know how valuable we are and how precious we are. And he's really happy that we're here. Can't say that enough. And to really move into that place of self-identity, self-initiation of our higher self, allowing ourselves to come more into our physical body. So the more we do these practices, we identify with the truth of who we really are, which is the light of our soul. So this is the year of identifying with the light of our soul and embodying our soul and flowing with our soul. Beautiful. All right, so here we are. So we're going to move into the mantra, Pavan Guru. The breath is the teacher, Pavan air element. Chant with that. Take it from there. Pavan guru, 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 Pavan guru